We have a new case where a person buys from a Gazlan and he knows he's buying from a Gazlan. Now the Gemara doesn't go into the fact that it's also to do that. You're not allowed to buy even metaltalin from a Gazlan. If you know someone has stolen merchandise, you're not allowed to buy it from him. But the Gemara is talking here about a person who did it. Hikibasha and Shalai Balakha. Amarav. Mois Yeshlai Shvach Einlai. Vishmol Amar Afila Mois Einlai. Now, we'll talk about the Shvach separately. We'll talk about the main sugi of the Gemara is the Mois. So what's the Machlaikis? B'maikim Iflagi. So what do you have your case? Somebody has karka that doesn't belong to him. And someone else, knowing full well that he's giving money to someone who doesn't own the karka, gave him money. So what's going through the mind of the person giving the money? You're giving money to someone for karka that's not his. So Rav Savar Adam Yedei Asher Karka Ein Loi V'Gomar V'Nosel Shem Pekadin. Rav holds that since he knows this whole thing is a charade, I'm giving him money for nothing. So he's gomer v'nasal l'shem pikadon. So first of all, the word pikadon here is not such a good word because it's not really a pikadon. All the Rishayim, Muki Yosef and the Rashbai saw say that pikadon here doesn't mean a pikadon. A pikadon is not given to be spent. Here, obviously, the person getting the money plays suspended. You have a gazlan, stole karka, sold it. He's getting money. The money he's receiving, he obviously plans to spend. So the word pikadon here is lav davka pikadon. It's more like a halva, in the sense that the person receiving it is going to spend it. They bring, there's a halacha, if you give a pikadon to a shulchani, if you give cash to a banker to watch for you, so it's understood that he can spend the money and he'll give you back different money. So that's this type of pikadon. It's like a halva. So Rav holds gomer v'nasa l'shem pikadon. I name a lay l'shem pikadon. Savor lay mekabel. The person's not going to want to watch my money for him. It's like this. I'll fool him into watching the money. I'll buy his stolen land, and I'll end up watching the money for him. B'shmol savor adim yedei shekarka ein lay. V'gomer v'nasa l'shem matana. He's giving it to him as a gift. I name a lay l'shem matana. Why does he say, I'm giving you a gift? Ksifale milsa. Interesting character here. He's willing to steal karka, but he's embarrassed to take gifts. That's what Gemara is talking about, right? He's willing to steal karka and sell it, but taking gifts, that's below his dignity. He says, I want to take a gift. There are people like that. Right? So Gemara is saying that's a normal, average assumption of a person. So this is a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Question, what in the world are they arguing about? Well, what is this machlaikis tali in? It's very, very hard to understand. Well, what's the machlaikis here? You have a situation where a person goes and buys a piece of stolen land. So you have a person that goes and he buys a piece of stolen land. He knows it's stolen. He knows he's giving money to a gazlan. What's going through his mind? So Rav says what's going through his mind is pikadon, and Shmuel says what's going through his mind is matana. What's the machlokes here? And especially difficult is Shmuel. Because Shmuel says that the person who receives it could keep the money. The person who got the money could keep the money because it's a matana. And Shmuel Shita is always in halachim b'mamin achar harayv. That by mamin you can't be mighty mamin based on raiv. Who's the mighty here? Who's the mighty? If I gave someone money for a stolen piece of karka, now the owner comes, takes the karka back, they say, I want my money back. Am I the mighty? Huh? I am the mighty. So maybe, that's gufa, maybe raif people mean it as a pikadon. Raif people mean it as a pikadon. So Rav holds, I could take it back. Because Rav holds, halchim imam nacha harayv. So most people pay for stolen land, they want to get the money back. So maybe Rav holds, Rav and Shmuel both agree most people want the money back. So Rav will hold that I could take it back because Chochem u'Manah arrive. Most people want the money back, so they get it back. Shmuel says, no, some people mean L'Shem Atana. Maybe he's Maida, only a Miyat people mean L'Shem Atana. But since Ein Chochem u'Manah arrive, he can't be Maitzi Mamon based on arrive. So Shmuel holds that the person who received the money could keep it. You can't take away from him. Because maybe he meant Matana.
Also,
because he was the last person to show on the money. No, because the other person, well, Mozik here would mean the other person is holding the money. The other person, Katani, you gave it to me, Aldas Matana. He says, no, I gave it to you, Aldas Pekadin.
That's our subject.
So, there's any idea in what? See, if it's true that the Murzik is the one who paid, then the Gemara is very shver. What's right? What's Shmuel's Svara? You know, if you're going to say that Shmuel's the Murzik, right, there's a shayla every time by Murzik, what the gedarim of a Murzik are. The person who's holding it, or the person who has the last vade dikatayna to the money. Now, if you understand that the Murzik is the one who paid for the land, so Shmuel's sheet is hard to understand. How could Shmuel say that the recipient keeps it? It's so hard to understand it. Well, let's say the Gemara's next case. A man gives kedushin to his sister. So Shmuel says the sister could keep it because Moi's matana. Everyone knows you can't marry a sister. So you give a kedushin, you mean to give her a gift. What does Shmuel say? Isn't it, if Ein Holcha B'mam and Acha arrive, so how could she take it out to Taina Matana? It's hard to understand unless she's the Mozik.
That money that we discussed is no longer here. It was Lahitzanit. Once it was Lahitzanit, and now it's any idea in the Schayavti, because I thought maybe you meant it as a Matana. You better prove it. If the Mois was still here, like because you're like Rashi's case, so the money's still here, and Mois will finish up.
If the money is still literally around, like a Pekadin, then you'd be right. Then Shmuel Bishver. So it must be that Shmuel holds. So it must be that Shmuel holds that the one who received it is the Murzik. It's a taina that you owe back. That's any Adam is Chayavti. So he's a Murzik. It's the only way out. That's the only easy way out of the sugi here, is to consider the one who got the money to be a Murzik. And Memela, Shmuel and Rav are good l'shitasim. Rav holds, you go basamam, we go halchim b'manachar arrive. So therefore, the person who got the money has to give it back. Because rave people who give money for stolen land want to get it back. And Shmuel will have to hold the other way that Enochem HaMenach arrive and you'll consider there's a recipient of Moses. I don't know how clear it is, but at least it's a Mahalach in the Gemara. Otherwise, what's the Machlaikis here? Does he mean L'Shem HaTana? Does he mean L'Shem Pekadin? The funny thing is that I looked around and I don't see that the Mepharshim even are bothered by it. So maybe this is the pshat. Now, we said before that when a person buys land, there's a guarantee. You always write achrayis for amolein v'shevcheyen, for the land, and the shvach. So presumably here, the person bought land. The money, really, why does everyone say he doesn't get shvach? Why shouldn't he get the shvach? If the person who sold it to him guaranteed the shvach, why shouldn't he get the shvach back? We always say shvach yeshloi. We always say you get shvach. Here suddenly we have a gemara that you don't get shvach. Why don't you get shvach? You bought a piece of stolen land, and the person who sold it to you guaranteed it, presumably. So why doesn't the recipient, if I buy stolen land, I put money into it, an investment into it, why don't I get it back from the guy, from the ganav who sold it to me? So what's Pashup Shat in the Gemara? The Pashup Shat in the Gemara would say, you know, you're just as much of a crook as him. And you knew about it, he knew about it, and I think that's the way I would learn Pashut. The Maisa, the Rishayim, don't learn this way. The Rajba, and the Balamar, and then the Muki Yosef, and we'll see soon the Rif has to hold this way. They all learn that the only reason you don't get it back is because of Mechzik Ribis. Here, it looks like Ribis. What did you do? You gave, this is worse Mechzik Ribis than we had a Blad Daf ago. Before we were talking about Balei Chayv, here we're talking about a Gazlan. Someone gives you a field, you give him money, and he's going to give you back the money. If you hold like Rav, you get the money back. You pass the money back. You're going to get your money back. So here's a Ganif. You're giving him money. He's giving you a field. The field goes up in price. He's going to give you back more money. That's mamish mazik haribis. Because the money you gave him was a pekadin, which we say the pekadin really is a halva. Right? I touched pekadin means halva. So when I'm giving him the money, it's mamish alone. So all these Rishonim teach that the problem that Shvach Ein Lai is, even though the Shvach was guaranteed, but Shvach Ein Lai is because it's Mechzik Ribis. It looks like Ribis. What's going on here? I'm giving the Gazlan money for the field, which is not his field. So it's really a loan. I'm going to get the money back, because the Karen I get back. I should get Shvach also. That's Mamish Mechzik Ribis. I gave him money. I gave him $1,000 for the field. The field went up to $1,200. Now he's going to give me back $1,200. It's mamish mezikaribis. So the yitzias themselves, the riff teaches that the yitzias you do get back. Because yitzias, there's no mezikaribis on the yitzias. So the yitzias you do get back.
From whom?
The yitzias you get back from... From the from if the shvach is more than the yitzias, you get it back from the nigzal. The shvach is less, you get it back from the.
Because he didn't borrow from the nigzal.
Okay.
He didn't
okay. Good. One second. The yitzias you get back, that you for sure get back. Now, the explanation of first let me tell you. I'll get to what you said. The yitzias you zicha get back. The Shvach that came because of Yitzias, the Rif, according to the way the Balamar and the Rosh understand the Rif, you even get the Shvach that came because of Yitzias. That's also not Masik Karibis. This Gemara, English Shvach, only means Shvach de Memela. It only means the Memela Dika Shvach, that's what you don't get back. But the Shvach that came because of Yitzias, there's no Mezik Ribis, and that you do get back. That's the way the Rif says, the way the Rif is understood by the Rishayim. There are others who understand the Rif, the Pnei Shua and the Shach, that the Rif didn't mean the Shvach of the Yitzias, it's only the Yitzias itself you get back. But one or the other you get back, either the Yitzias or the Shvach of the Yitzias, something you get back. The Rush writes here that you get nothing back. You get even Yitzias, you don't get back. The Ganev gets nothing. You buy from a Ganev, and you know it's a Ganeva. That's it. You get nothing back. The way you and I learned the Gemara Pash Pshat, the Rosh says you don't get anything back at all, and the Ramah Paskins that way, that you don't get back anything. And the Shach is Matmiya. The Shach says, you should know, it's a Klal. In every case, we had Balei Chayv and Gazlin, Hikeva, Loyikeva. The Shach says, what do you mean you don't get Yitzias? You always get Yitzias. The Yitzias that you spent to make Shvach, the Shach says he doesn't understand the Rush. How can you say you don't get Yitzias? Remember this, if I go to your field, and without permission, I just go to your field and I plant your field, and it grows, I still get Yitzias. Yitzias you always get. In Halacha, if I spend money to improve your thing, even without your permission, but if I spend the money, your thing becomes worth more, I'm always entitled to my expenses, every single time. So the Shach is matmi on the Rush. He says, how in the world could you ever have a situation where you don't get Yitzi? If the Shach says, you should know it's a klal, in any case we're ever going to have, if you spend money to improve someone's thing, or someone's field, someone's metabolism, anything, and the Shvach is more than you spent, you always get Yitzias. So the Shach is in Siman Shinai and Gimel, Sukkot and Zion. He says it can't be that this Gemara means you don't get anything. Because Yetzias you always get. That's Allah, you always get Yetzias. And therefore he's even Madchik, the Rosh didn't mean it. The Rosh didn't mean you don't get Yetzias. A little hard to say. But the Shach says that Yetzias you get absolutely, positively, you always get Yetzias. I was mesupik. This halacha, when I learned it, when we learned years ago, when we learned the sugya of Yerid L'Tarsod, the Chaver, Shloi Rishus, someone comes into your field, even without Rishus, even you tell him, get out of here. And he comes in the middle of the night, and he plants your field, so you got to pay him the Yetzias, if the Shvach is more, right? So you're mesupik, what would be the din? Let's say you own a house. And someone came, he painted your house. He put aluminum siding on your house. Okay, how could it happen? They gave him the wrong address by mistake. So you go to work one day, you come home, your house is painted. Or they put in new windows in your house, right? Or they, whatever it is. They put on a new roof on the house. So you come home at the end of the day. So I think in the Goyish Welt, you have to pay anything. I think in the Goyish Welt, I say the Goyish Welt, I mean you talk to most Yidden who never learned halacha. Someone came, he painted my house, or he changed the windows in my house, or he did a new roof, or he added an extra floor, whatever it was. So you'll say, I don't have to pay him, I didn't order it, no? The halacha is, what do you have to pay him? The yetzias, assuming there's a shvach, right? If the house didn't need to be painted, you're not going to pay him for it. But let's say the house needed to be painted. So you have to pay him the yetzias. That was the subject. There are a lot of people. I own a house. I'm not planning to sell the house. If I was planning to sell it, I'd paint it. I'm not planning to sell it. It's true, if you paint my house, I'll get another, let's say, I'll get $5,000 more for the house. So the painting could be cost $2,000, and the value will go up $5,000. But I don't plan to sell the house. So someone comes, he paints my house. I have to pay him $2,000 for zitzis. It seems in halacha I have to. We were wondering, is that true? Is that true? I have to pay him? I don't want to spend the money. You know, I don't have money in the bank. I'm not planning to paint my house. Someone comes, he painted it. And because the value of the house went up more than the yitzias, it seems I'll be dinner. I have to pay him.
You have to pay it even if you don't like it.
No, if you don't like it, you don't have to pay. I asked, when I was learning this, I asked a lawyer. I want to know what the Goyish law is. So I asked him, what would be the law in if they went to court? So he tells me, if you go to court, you would say you don't like the color. So I said, what happens if I do like the color? He said, you would say it doesn't need to be painted. I said, what happens if it does need to be painted? So he says, so he got aggravated. He says, you don't go to court that way. You go to court, you say something that makes you part of it. True, not true, nishnigeh. So that's what he told me. It's a big insight into the way lawyers work. But Ladina, it's a bit of a problem. Now, you should know the halacha is, if it's something you can take away, I can tell him to take it back. If, I don't know what the case would be, something that, I don't know, he put up a fence in front of my house, I can tell him to take your fence back. But if he paints the house, I can't tell him to take it back. It's not mitzvah of taking it back. If he was mazik you, you could tell him to take away the hezek. Yeah. You can't tell him to paint it. You can't pay the hezek. But anyway, with the get to us, this Shach says that it's a rule. It can't be that you don't get Yetzias. You always get, if somebody comes in, but tonight that the Shvach is more than the Yetzias, you can always get your Yetzias back.
Maybe that's because I know that there's an owner that I could get it from. Over here, I don't think that the owner's having to take advantage. I never had in mind that Yetzias would actually get
paid back. Well, I had in mind one or the other. Either I'm putting in the Yetzias and I'll get the benefit of it, in which case I'd be very happy. Or someone will take it back. So why should I get it back? It's the Shach says there's a klal, and it seems to be a correct klal. I mean, the Shach's tain is a taina. Hard to fit in the Lashon HaRosh that the Rosh meant the way the Shach teaches. But I'll go upon him, this klal, it's a good klal to know. The Nesivis adds that which Rafal was mentioning. The Siva says on this Gemara, when it says that you get back the Yetzias, and when it says here in the Rishayim that you do get back the Yetzias except for the Rosh, everyone says you do get it back. I merzi karibis. So the Nesiva says it's not shaykh bechlal merzi karibis here, because you get the money back from the balakarka. He's the one that gives you back the yitzias. The person you lent the money to was the gazlan. You gave him money, and he has to give you back the money. It has nothing to do with the yitzias. There's no merzi karibis bechlal in the yitzias, because the yitzias come from a different person. So Bechlal, he says, the whole Mezik Ribis is not Shayach on the Yitzias. So it's not Shayach, even if you want to defend the Rosh, say the Rosh held, you don't get Yitzias, it's Mezik Ribis. It's Bechlal not Shayach Mezik Ribis. Yitzias come from a different person. So Akoponim, this is the... So we have here Machlaikis Rav and Shmuel, and a Machlaikis in Kavonas, Rav and Shmuel, the Gabi Shvach, we have the Amalchaikis Rishonim, what it means Shvach Ein Loi. Getting back to the Gemara, says that this Machlaikis is similar to a Machlaikis in Masechtas Kedushin. Va'pligi bochad azimna. This is an old Machlaikis. Ditmar. Hamakadish is achoysoy. A man gives Kedushin to his sister. Rav Amar Mois Chayesrim. Rav says he get the money back. Shmuel Amar Mois Matan. Shmuel says you don't get the money back. But are they arguing in the same achleikis? Rav Amamayis Chayzrim, Adam Yideyashen Kedushin Taifsim Bachayisai. Everyone knows you can't be Makadish, your sister. V'gomer v'nasan l'shum pekadin. So what did he mean? He meant that the sister should watch it for him. I name Allah l'shum pekadin to tell her, watch it for me, Savaloy Makadlamine. He's thinking she won't take it. So therefore he fools her into taking the pekadin. What's she thinking? It's a little tricky here, this story. What is she thinking? According to Rav's interpretation of what happened, a man goes to his sister and gives her money, L'shem Kedushin. So we're saying, what's going through the man's mind? He knows, it's silly, you can't be Mekadosh, your sister. This is a trick. I'm giving her money, she should watch it. You have to remember, in the time of Chazal, there were no banks. The man's going on a trip, where's he going to put his money? It's like this, he gives it to his sister. Says, hire him a Kodesh and sleep with this money. And he knows when he comes back, he'll get it back. What's going through her mind? What's she thinking? What's she thinking when she takes the money?
Maybe she
it's very hard. What?
Maybe she needs the money.
But we're not saying it's a matana. We're saying it's a pekad. So what's she thinking? Is she thinking... It's no good either way. What's she thinking? She's thinking it's a pekadin. But the Gemara says the whole reason he's doing this is because she would never accept a pekadin to watch for her brother. So it can't be she's thinking it's a pekadin. Elamai, what's she thinking? It's kedushin. The Gemara says everyone knows that there's no kedushin by a sister. Someone suggested to me maybe all men know there's no kedushin by a sister, but women think there is. Isn't that mistaber? I think even women know you don't marry a sister. So what's going through her mind?
She's saying that she thought it was a matana. Because what is she saying?
So she's saying, I thought it was a matana.
That's all matana and bezdin. If she says, I was playing a trick on him.
I thought it's a matana. So she, Zicha, thinks it's a matana to her. And so she holds like Shmuel, that's a matana.
She's saying it's a matana.
Shmuel Sara, that's a matana. And so maybe she thinks it's a matana. Could be. Alone, but then why doesn't he just tell her, here's a loan, and you're paying back when I get back? He's assuming she doesn't want to do that. Right? He's assuming that she doesn't want to do it. Otherwise he would tell her the deal. Gemara says, why did he tell her the deal? Because he thinks she's not going to want to take a chrayis and so much money. Right? Savaloy Mekabla, the Gemara says. So maybe she thinks it's a matana, that's a possibility. I was thinking that when someone comes over to you and puts money in your hand, I think it's the nature of people, you don't think so much. First you take the money, and then you start thinking about what's the deal. Like the one who's giving the money, before a person gives money, so Rabbi Shmuel are clarifying, the person giving the money, what's he thinking? The person doesn't give away money unless he's thinking of something. But someone puts money in your hand, isn't that the Metzius? Someone says, here's money. Here's money, L'shem Kedushin, tells the sister. So it could be she's talking confused, she doesn't know. But to cash on her, what's she thinking? Because she took the money and put it in her pocket? People take money. No? Is that Emes? The person getting the money doesn't necessarily know what it's for. The person giving the money, he has a plan. The person getting the money, no? I have a stolen field. Someone comes and says, here, I'll give you money for the stolen field. I know he knows it's stolen. Why is he giving me money? I have to think about it.
So then, what is she saying? She didn't have the option to make a kinyan. So why can't we take it back anyway?
Well, she's telling Bezdin to do whatever you say. Well, she didn't have to ask to make a kinyan. The money right now is in our pocket. If Bezdin says he meant l'shem atana, so she'll be kind of now. She has no problem. I mean, now it's too late.
Matana, but she didn't know what it was because she didn't think.
If she didn't know, well, Shmuel is certainly, I didn't ask on Shmuel. Shmuel holds, he means matana, she certainly would mean matana. The question is on the round. If you say most people mean matana, or the average person means matana, she also meant matana. No.
Right. Yeah. So,
I'm only questioning like Rav that we assume it was meant as a pekod, and like Rav have a problem.
No matter what, she didn't have a mind to make it. Okay.
I understand. You're better off saying that she thought matana. She think matana, and then everything's good. Then she comes to Bez and she tells. Okay. So anyway, the Gemara is saying Akasha that this is exactly the same achloikis. Shmuel Amar Mois Matana Ad Midesh Kedusha Taisa B'Chaisik Al Nasa Shem Matana Neimalei L'Shem Matana Ksifa Bei Milsa. So here I understand she's embarrassed to take gifts. Here he gives it in a way that protects her dignity. She gets it pretending it's a kedushin, so she takes it. So for the Gemara, why do I need two machloikis? Exactly the same achloikis. The person doesn't go around giving gifts to strangers. But giving gifts to sisters is more normal. So that's what the Gemara says. So it comes out at this point in the Gemara that both machlaikesim are exactly the same machlaikes, just two different cases. Let's see. Bein l'rav, domer pekod. Bein l'shmuel, domer matana. Hai la'ara b'mayka nachis, uperis hechi yachl. What's going through the mind of the buyer? A man is buying stolen karka. Well, what does he think he's doing when he goes to this karka? So the Gemara says, what does the Gemara mean in the kasha? What is the buyer thinking? What does the Gemara mean in the kasha? How could he eat the peris? What's he doing? So Elomai, the Makshin meant, must be what? He's not like Rav, not like Shmuel. What did he have in mind? So you can learn the Gemara's Kasha this way. That the person, the Gemara is asking, this person who went to get the field, he's paying a gazlan for a field. What's going through his mind? So you can learn here, Pshat in the Gemara, that the Makshin meant that what's going through the mind of the person who's buying it, Elamai, he really means to buy it. Elamai, not like Rav, not like Shmuel, maybe we mean here a third Shita, that he really means to get it. He really means to get the karka. He doesn't mean to give the money as a matana, not as a pekodin. He means to get the field. And if he means to get the field, how's it going to play out? It'll end up that's a mekartos. He might want to get the field, and he can't get the field. So we're going to see in a minute. He knew it's a stolen field. But when he gave the money, his intention was to get the field. Why did he give the money? Because he wanted to get the field in exchange for his money. That was his plan. Now, how are you going to do it? I'll ask you. I see people buying stolen goods all the time. They buy stolen goods, they get away with it. Stolen karka, it's taka harder to get away with. So you can't hide it. But afal pikein, if this gazlan got away with it, maybe he feels I'll get away with it too. Now look at the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara almost says that in the Teretz. Now this which we're saying now, the Lecha Mishnah, we'll see why it's important in a minute. Lecha Mishnah learns this into the Gemara's Kasha. That the Gemara's Kasha is, Hai matana la'ara b'may kamachis u'peiris hechi yachol. The Gemara means to say a third alternative to Rav and Shmuel. That maybe the buyer really means to buy it. I had stolen. you know, I see people buying stolen stuff all the time. He's thinking maybe he'll get away with it. He'll get away. He's not totally honest, obviously. He wants to get away with it. So Gemara says no. Sovar ana ichus la'ara v'yevet v'ichul begavei ke'echad deka'avet iyu. Look, he's thinking like this. I'll do whatever it is, Ganev. This Ganev is getting away with it. As long as he gets away with it, I'll get away with it. And when the owner comes, we'll straighten it out. I'll get my money back. So Gemara is answering that that's what Rabbi Shmuel hold. Rabbi Shmuel say, look, you see a guy is getting away with Ganevis. So unfortunately, some people want to get on board. You see a person got rich through Ganevis. So someone else also wants to get rich through Ganevis. So they'll also eat the Paris in the field until the guy comes. That's how Rabbi Shmuel learned. The Gemara says, Omar Rava, Zuzi Nehevi L'Rav Dam Pekad Pekad L'Shmol Dam Matan Matana, Omar Rava, Hilchasi Yeshle Mois V'Yeshle Shvach. The halachi is Yeshle Mois, which is like who? Yeshle Mois is like Rav. V'Yeshle Shvach, and Rava holds also Yeshle Shvach, Af Bishle Pirishle Yeshle Shvach. Now, the Hilchus of Yesh Lemois is like Rav, Legabi Lemois, which means that what's going through his mind when he gives the money, Pekad. We have here a problem in all of the Paiskin, in the Rambam, in the Rosh. They all Paskin like Rava. Rava is Basra, which means they're Paskin like Rav. They also, in the second Machloikis of Mekadish Zachaisai, they all passing like Shmuel. So it turns out they passing like Rav in one machlaikis, and we say the person means a pekadon. They passing like Shmuel in the other machlaikis, which means the person means a matan. Now, if these were machlaikis in the two different mesechtis, all right, I'll say he passing like him here, he passing like him here. But here, the Gemara said it's tzrichasa. The Gemara seemed to say the two machlaikis are matali zebizeh. And the two machlokes in Atoli Zebizeh, how could you paskin in one machlokes like Rav, that he means the money is a pekadon, and in the other machlokes like Shmuel, that he means the money is a matana? It's inconsistent. The question is, in Lahalacha, either you're paskin like Shmuel, and people mean it as a matana, or you're paskin like Rav, and the person means it as a pekadon. Why is it by Kiddushin we paskin he means it as a matana, and by buying stolen land we paskin he means it as a pekadon? How could that be? They should be able to answer this question.
Tell what?
So Lachari, you could say, and I think this says in the Rush, that we paskin like the Gemara Svara. The Gemara Svara was a sister people give matanas to. And strangers, you don't. So it means we paskin taka half like Rav, half like Shmuel. We paskin like Rav, legabi strangers, that you mean a pekadon. And we paskin half like Shmuel, that by a sister, you mean it as a matana. And that would be good. But there's a problem. The problem is that the Rajba, the Ran, and probably the Rambam, the way the Magen Mishnah explains the Rambam, paskin, this din of Kiddushin, lav davka by a sister. They say that even if you go to an Eishes Ish, someone goes over to an Eishes Ish and says, Hari Amukadesh Asli with this money, with this ring. So, Odom Yedeya, and he knows it's an Eishes Ish. So, the Rajma Ram paskin beferish, and the Magen Mishnah beferish. Now we pass him like Shmuel. Adam Yedei Hashem Kedushin Tosim Beishes Ish. The Gomar V'Yoev L'Shem Atana. In other words, we pass him like Shmuel not only by sisters. We pass him like Shmuel by anybody that you can't marry. If a man goes to an Eishes Ish and knows she's an Eishes Ish and gives her money and says, Hari Abba Kudeshesli with this money, we pass him that he's giving a Matana And she's embarrassed to take gifts. He's giving it to her as a straight out gift, and he's faking it out with Kiddush. Now this, because now we have a major problem. Because now, the Kasha comes back. How could you paskin like Rav, in the case of land, that it's a pekadon? And like Shmuel, by Mekadosh HaChaisai, that it's a gift. And you wanted to say, because it's your sister, you give gifts to sisters. But we paskin that it's a gift, even not by sisterseven by strangers. Even Staminashis Ish, you go over and you give. It's a machlekes Rav Shmuel. Rav says the pekadon. Shmuel says matana. And there's a stir in halacha. By kedushin, we paskin like Shmuel that it's a matana. And by buying stolen land, we paskin it's a pekadon. And the Gemara says it's totally zebezeh. The only tzrichas is a sister is different. We don't paskin a sister is different. So the halacha comes out of stira in these rishayim. And one machloik is he passing like Rav, and one machloik is he passing like Shmuel.
It also doesn't interfere with the whole sort of Rav, the whole Mama Hanara, what you explained in the beginning.
Yeah, it's true, but that's my explanation. So my explanation could be wrong. Then they zich have to be totally zebezeh. So we'll have to worry about my explanation and the Halacha Mama Hanara. All right, so I'm not going to ask Kasha on the Rambam from there. Although it's a problem anyway, which I'm not getting into now. But this problem in Halacha is a major problem. The Stipler in the Kisvei Kilas Yaakov has a piece on this. And he says that the whole sugya is the maskanas ha-sugya, the way the sugya ends up, is it's a problem of pshat. Now, in the Rosh itself, it's not such a problem. Because the Rosh says a sister is different, and only Mekadosh HaChaseh, we say it's a matana. The Rosh will hold, if you Mekadosh HaChaseh, it's just not a matana. But you have three Rishayim at least, the Rashba, the Ran, and the Magen Mishnah, the Kavanas HaRambam, that say that even not a sister, so now we have a problem in the whole sugya. So the Stipler has a beautiful hez, because this Kasha, when you learn this Gemara, it seems to be a sort of a Kasha Sheinul of Tshuva. It's you're stuck. You're stuck. This is not a complicated Gemara. It's a pretty simple Gemara. The Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel's two machlokes are the same. And how can you pass like one like Rabbi and one like Shmuel? The Kasha is a big Kasha.
Why in the Kasha, it has to be someone they don't know?
It's even someone you don't know because they're passing that way blanket. They just say, if you're Mekadosh a sister or Neshes Ish or anybody that ain't Kedushin Taifsim, it's a matana. They don't say only if you know them.
Maybe it means somebody that you know, so you give him a shematana.
So then, why, when you buy a field, when you buy a field from a gazlan?
So it's a gazlan, somebody off the street, you don't know at all.
So what do you mean? Why are you giving him money? Must mean a pekad.
Okay.
So why not pay Ishish the same thing? I don't know this woman from Adam, but I need someone to watch my money. Someone to fool her, I'll give her the money.
But maybe it has an amen, only be by somebody that.
Oh, but you can't do that because the Rishonim are Saisim. They're Saisim that anybody give Kedushin to that's not Typhus, even Eshes Ish. They're Saisim that it's a Mois Matana. They don't say if you know the person, if you don't know the person. Why?
Because then if he doesn't know that she's already Mekudeshes, well then the Kedushin.
No, you know who she is. You know who she is. I mean, when I say you don't know, I mean there's no Kravis Das, not a friend. So Stipler says beautifully, based on the Lechem Mishnah, I think he says that the Kavon of the Lechem Mishnah, he says, well, how did the Lechem Mishnah learn the Gemara's Kasha a minute ago? That the Gemara, who's the Madi Yama there, that is the Kasha, is there a name? There's no name. When the Gemara is the Kasha, Bein L'Rab, Bein L'Shmuel, Hay La'ara B'Maika Nochis, the Makshin was thinking of a third possibility, not Rav, not Shmuel, but maybe this whole thing is a Mekartos. The person bought it. He was hoping to buy a stolen field and get away with it. He was dead. Maybe that's what he meant. And if so, when he doesn't get away with it, it's a Mekartos. He gets his money back. Zucked the Stipler. Rava, who says Hilchasa Yesh Loi Mois, is not paskin like Rav. He's not saying Halacha Karav. He's saying Hilchasa Yesh Loi Mois, like the previous line, two lines ago, is Kasha. Hilchasa Yesh Loi Mois, you know why? We don't pass like Rav, who held Yesh Loi Pekadin. And not like Shmuel, who said Samatana. We pass in a third choice. We pass in that when a person buys stolen land, he means to get away with it. He means that that I'm going to try to get away with this land. I see my friend, he's getting away with the Zaylas, with the Navis. I want to do the same thing. I'll also do a Geneva. I'll also get away with it. And I want the field, and I'll keep it, and I'll eat Paris for many years, and the owner will never be none the wiser. He'll never get it. Then, when that doesn't work out, it's a mekartos, and he's entitled to his money back. What does that mean? It means be'etzem, we pass him like Shmuel. If you have a choice between daitai apikadin and daitai amatana, we always say daitai is almatana. And we always pass him like Shmuel. In any other case, you'll dream up another case, it'll also be daitai amatana. We always pass like Shmuel against Rav, and it's grad that klal hilchasa k'shmuel, Rav Shmuel, halacha k'shmuel b'mamayni. When Rav Shmuel argue a mamonis, we always pass like Shmuel against Rav. Rava is saying this case of buying from a gazlan is different because they make artos and you get your money back. And it's not, the whole kasha now falls off. We pass like Rava. It has nothing to do with the machlokes and Rav Shmuel of yamin pekad matana that we pass in yamin matana. And the stipler says, I have a raya to this pshat. It's a whole new pshat in the Gemara. It says, I have a raya. Because the Shulchan Aruch and Simei Kuf Mem Vav, they bring a tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba had a case with a man who bought the same field from its real owner, but he bought the same field two times from the real owner. He went over to the owner and he bought the field. A year later, he went over to the owner and he said, I'm giving you money again for the same field. Now, what exactly was going through this original owner's mind, I'm not sure. I didn't look up the Rajba, must have some story to it. But he bought the same field twice. And the Shaila now came to the Rajba, the second money, what do you do with the second money? Is it Matana or is it Pekad? Can you say now I want the money back? I bought the same field twice, it was already my field. Or do we say it was Matana? How are we going to paskin? Matana or Pekad? How are we going to pass it? You buy the same field two times. Why Matana?
Because you already know you paid for it.
Maybe Pekadin.
Not trying to steal.
The according to the whole stipler, what's the whole stipler saying? That we pass like Shmuel, it's always Matana. This Gemara is a different story of Mekatos. That's how the Rashba paskin. The Rashba said we pass like Shmuel, why is Matana? I posh pshat in the Gemara is the halacha is like Rav Mois Pekadin. So the stipler the Vareinu, it's very geschmack. The Rajba learned that we paskin Mois Matana. We paskin always like Shmuel. We always paskin Mois as a Matana like Shmuel. This which we paskin when you buy from a stolen field that Mois Yeshla is a whole different reason because we assume the person who wanted to get on board is getting on board because of. He wants to also be a gazlan and get involved in using a gazlan to field. So the stipler, it's in the Kisvei Kilas Yaakov, but it's a geshmak way to learn Rava, and the Rishonim seem to learn this way. Let's just finish. Rava, Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Yeshle Mois, Yeshle Shvach, Vafel Pishle Pirishle Yeshle Shvach, that goes back on Balchayv, Hikabashena, Shalai Velacha, Mois, Yeshle Shvach, Einlai, which Pash Pshat in the Gemara is like Rav. Does Rashi say it's Karav?
Rashi says, it's a different
other case. Well, Yeshle Shvach is the other case. And this for case, there's no Rashi, okay. And Hikabashena, Shalai, which is our case, Velacha, Mois, Yeshle Shvach, Einlai, okay, I'm sorry. The Shvach Einlai is like Rav and Shmuel, the Shvach Einlai. Achrayis Tar Seifer Hu, Bein B'shtori Alva, Bein B'shtori Mekach Hu Memka, we pass in Achrayis Tar Seifer. Okay. Good. Okay, buy me that Shmuel Merav, and we buy it. I don't know, I just want to tell you as an aside that this thing that I told that I told you, Pshat and Rava, Stipler says Pshat and Rava, that Lachamishna says Pshat in the Gemara, that the person who's buying the stolen field is hoping that it'll stay a stolen field and I'll have enough from it also. It's something which, unfortunately, you should know, there's a big Yetzirah, and you're out in the world, you're going to see people that are getting rich illegally. That are getting rich doing things, doing illegal things. And they're getting away with it, and they're getting away with it for 10 years. It'd be hard if you even if you see them get away with it for 2 years. And people feel there must be something you can get away with. And they're also going to do it. They're also going to get on board. You should know it's a very big Yetzirah. And I don't know, it's very hard to be Oymid right in the Sarim. Especially you see people doing shtick, and you see a load of people getting away with it. And what do you do next? It's a big Yetzirah to get on board, especially if it's easy money. It's not things you have to work for. It's a big Yetzirah for easy money. The Yisaskar writes in his Pirish on Brachis that there's a certain shade called Chinam. Very interesting piece in the Yisaskar. A certain shade called Chinam that attracts people. So it attracts people and it gets people. To get money without work is a big Yetzirah. And when you see people doing things that are illegal, it's a big Yetzirah to get on board. And unfortunately, many times the balloon busts at the end. The balloon busts and it ends up being either a scandal or they're trying to keep the scandal quiet so that it doesn't... and then they have to go around raising money for families that were rich 2 days ago and suddenly... they have the governments demanding all their money in order to, you know, to keep them out of jail, which is going on today. And you should just know it's a big Yetzirah. But the Yetzirah, the Mussar isn't because the bubble busts and they end up caught. The Mussar is even if they don't end up caught, you should be able to resist the Yetzirah of this type of Ganevish shtick. Things that are... the only reason people are tempted is because other people get away with it. We should know it's a big Yetzirah. And hopefully you'll be able to withstand the Yetzirah. Not that I hope people get caught, but when things go on, things are going on right now, there are large groups of Frumma Yidden are being investigated by the federal, by the FBI, on things where I know people that got caught up in it. How'd you get caught up in it? You know, everyone's doing it. It must be it's okay. And... then people have shyness. What could they tell? How can they buy themselves out of getting into jail? It's not a double pashut. I hope you never hear about it because we're hoping it doesn't make the newspapers. But it's a big Yetzirah, you should just know. Anything that you get rich very quick, just stay away from. No, nobody's giving away money. Okay? No way to get away, to get money, to get quick. And even if you see people who did it and they have big fancy homes... I hope you can resist the temptation, that's all. Yeah, boy me they shmol me rav. Gavaldigi boy, and great case, and it touches on Baruch Hashem, a sugya, that's a new, fresh sugya. I think we're all tired of Achrayis and Genevis and everything. So this touches on the sugya which everyone likes, of Dabash Leibala Olam. Which we're going to have on Daf Lamed Gimel in Hamafkid, which we're going to get to in Mitzvah Shemi after Pesach. So let's learn the Gemara's case, and then we'll see what it has to do with Dabash Lai Bala Olam and how it comes. For today, we're just going to try to learn the Gemara's case, and then tomorrow we'll get into this very nice sugya of Dabash Lai Bala Olam. Let's see the Gemara's case. Boy mine Shmuel mi Rav. Interesting, Shmuel is Rav ni Boy. Chaza v'alacha mi Bailam arishayinim mahu. Interesting case. You have a person who's a Ganiv. The Ganiv, so you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the Nigzal. Shimon is the Ganiv. And Levi bought it from the Ganiv. The Ganiv now goes Shimon goes and he buys it from Reuven. He stole it from Reuven. So he goes to Reuven and he says, you know, that field I stole from you, I want to pay you for it. What's going through Shimon's mind? What are the possibilities? What are the possibilities? What's going through Shimon's mind? Huh? What's he thinking? Huh? The police didn't come after him. He stole the field, he got away with it. And he sold it. Now he has money. And now he's going back to Reuven and paying him for the field he stole. So what's going through his mind? So one possibility is he's doing tshuva. He's turning over a new leaf. And he's saying, what did I do? I stole a field and I sold it to someone. Let me make amends. Let me go pay him for the field. And it'll come out when I sold it, it was a good mechira. And I'll be clean and no one's going to come after me and everything will be good. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is... the other way to look at it is, the lekach's going to come after him. So he's buying it in order to... So he has his ulterior motive that he wants to not pay for the shvach, but it's Mezi Karib, he's not going to pay for the shvach anyway. English shvach. I mean like the rift, that the Kinegat Tzais, he wants to save the rift's shvach, the Kinegat Tzais. Okay, that'd be going through his mind. I was thinking of a third possibility. In other words, if we look at him, we assume once a crook, always a crook. So what's he doing now? Let's say he's a crooked fellow, we assume he's still crooked. Why is he paying? So the other possibility is, what's going through his mind is this. He says, I sold the field. Why did I sell the field? The field is going up in value. It's a good piece of real estate. I want to get it back. How can I get it back? I can't get it back from him. I sold it. I'll tell you how I can get it back. I'll go to the owner. I'll buy it from him. And then I'll go to court and I'll say, it's my field. The person will say, you sold it to me. I'll say, no, when I sold it to you, it wasn't mine. So now he'll have to give me the field back. I want to get this real estate back. This is a way of getting it back from him. So it's like adding... So you could look at this man two ways. Either he's doing tshuva. He's buying it and he wants to give it to the lekeach and have it be clean. Or he's a double Russian. In other words, he's a Russian once, he stole a field and sold it. But now the person who got it from him, he wants to get it back from him. So he's going to go pay for it in order to be able to get it back from the person who stole, who now has the field. So what we have to do now is assume, what is the average person? What is going through his mind? Is it going through his mind this way or is it going through his mind that way? Do we look at the average person, he's doing a good thing? Or that he has his own motives in mind? So this is the Ibaya that he asks. So let's see what he answers, and we'll have to understand it. Amalei, so Rav said, Ma mochaloi rishin l'sheini, why did the first person sell the second person? Kol schusha tov eliyadai. Who's the first person, who's the second person? Who's the second person here? Who's the rishin, who's the sheini? Huh? What? Who's the Rishon, who's the Sheni here? The Gemara is going the first way, that the person who's doing it wants to fix things up a little. So we're saying, Ma Mochle Rishon L'Sheni, that means the Ganiv sold the Lekeach. He sold him Kol Schusha Tov Eliyadei. Interesting idea. He sold him, when did he sell it to him? He sold it to him when it was a stolen field. And he sold him Kol Schusha Tov Eliyadei. He's selling him at that time what? He's really selling him nothing. He's selling him something he doesn't own. We're saying that at the time he sold it to him, when he sold it to him, he was selling him any right in this field that I'll ever get in the future. You follow? He sold him a field. It's not his field. He pretended it was his field. We say what he really sold him was any schus he'll get later. Which two schusim?
Yeah, the schus, but now it's his. He also has a schus, but he can grab it back.
But if he pre-sold that, then it's too late. If you'll say like this Gemara, that when the ganav sells the field to the lekeach, he's selling him anything, any right he'll ever get in this field, he's selling it. Then when he gets it, it's not his to do anything he wants with. He already sold that. He pre-sold it. So you see how Dava Shalai Balaylam comes into the sugya? You see how Dava Shalai Balaylam comes into this gemara? Because the way we understand Taich in this gemara, and we're going to see this in Machlekes Rishayim, the way we understand Taich in this gemara, Hashab Shat, at the time someone stole a field and he sells it to the Lekeach, what is he selling him? He's selling him a field he doesn't own. So the Gemara says a chiddush. He's selling him anything he'll ever get later. It's like Bala Olam. Today he doesn't have any rights in the field. But he's already selling him any future rights that he'll have. Now that's a davar shel Bala Olam. And that seems to be what the Gemara here is saying. He's selling him. So we're going to see him, Yitzhak Hashem, we'll see tomorrow. There are two places you could look, or catch up in the Gemara. We'll get to the, at least the two dots tomorrow. Adavish Shalai Balaylam, the Kunshuse Shiurim has a nice piece, and the Chidushe, the short Shiure, Reb Shmuel, also, they explained the Shitzer Rishayim.